There's been a farewell in Brisbane for the Australian troops leaving to join the battle against the so-called Islamic State in Iraq. Around 300 soldiers from the 7th Brigade will join 100 members of New Zealand's Defence Force to help train Iraqi security forces. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, described their mission as vital for freedom and security in Australia and the Middle East. Stephanie Smale reports.
The troops are embarking on a two-year mission in Iraq, joining the international fight against Islamic State militants. Susie Hines' husband is due to depart with about 300 other soldiers tomorrow.
It's never easy knowing that your husband's about to deploy for a long period of time the next day. However, very proud of my husband and what he represents and this task force, what they represent.
She watched as politicians and dignitaries paid tribute to her husband and his fellow soldiers, bracing for what's ahead.
In a sense it gets easier, however, in another sense it doesn't get any easier. The thing now is I know the motions, I know what's ahead of me, and I've established a really good support network both in the defence community and with my family and work colleagues.
That's right, General, salute! Salute!
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, addressed Task Force Taji, telling them their role in the fight against the Islamic State group is vital.
Not just for the freedom and the security of the countries of that region, but for the freedom and the security of our country too. Because we know that the Daesh death cult, which now holds sway over so much of eastern Syria and northern Iraq, has been reaching out here to Australia as well. So your work is protecting our country as well as helping the people and the country of Iraq.
Australia joined the international effort to defeat Islamic State militants last year, and Federal Cabinet agreed to the new deployment last month. Task Force Taji will join about 200 Australian Special Forces already in Iraq, helping to teach government soldiers. The goal is to train Iraqi soldiers to take back cities held by the Islamic State group, including the city of Mosul, which has a population of 2 million people. Today, the Prime Minister told the troops their mission has the support and blessing of the Australian Parliament and the community, but he acknowledged it won't be risk-free.
You are going to train and not to fight, but you are a strong, a well-equipped, a highly professional and a committed force. And I know that you will give a very good account of yourself. I know that you are more than capable of looking after yourselves in every way that might be necessary.
The Chief of the Defence Force, Air Chief Marshal Mark Binskin, pointed out cultural differences will be one of the hurdles the troops need to work through with Iraqi security forces.
I know you've all thought about what is in store and know the task ahead won't be easy. Remember, the Iraqi army has been in combat for the past year and suffered tremendous losses. They're fighting a new threat and they will have a different approach to soldiering. They will have different skills, different levels of development. Very important is they will want to protect their families who live with the threat of harm every day. And to them, you as an Australian and New Zealand group are a new entity. It'll take them time to adapt to you.
Task group 8, check! Task group, oh, out!
The opposition leader Bill Shorten made reference to the timing of the troop deployment, 2 days before the centenary of the Gallipoli landing.
100 years on, Australian and New Zealand troops again go in harm's way to a country drawn from 3 provinces of that former Ottoman Empire. You know that this will be a complex, difficult mission, building the capacity of the Iraqi security forces to confront and defeat a fanatical, dangerous enemy. You know the risks, you know the danger, you know the toll that service takes.
That's Bill Shorten ending that report from Stephanie Smale.